Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you the call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hello, Nina. I just called y'all 5 minutes ago and I spoke to Monica, whatever her name was, and she gave me the 1-800 number to call. To call about the claim center, to call all about my, to call in my weekly claim, like I'm supposed to do. And when I did, I put in my Social Security number, and then when it asked me for my last 4-digit number, it didn't really tell me what it was specifically looking for. So I started putting in my 4-digit codes that I know. And it finally told me my last 4 digits of my license. And then when I did, it didn't accept it. So when I called it back again, and I did it again to do it the right way, and I put my last 4 digits of my driver's license in, it still said that wasn't the right number I put in the first time. So I went back to the first 4-digit number that I put in, and it said that wasn't it again.
Okay, so
So I
that
don't know what
means
else to do.
you have an open claim.
Yes.
Okay, you do have an open claim. Okay, hold one moment. Okay, you have an open claim. And when did you open your claim?
This past Wednesday.
You opened your claim this Wednesday, which was the 9th, I mean the 7th.
Right.
So this will be your first, how did you open your claim?
Well, I did it online, and then when I tried to do it online, I went on and I said, put in my paperwork in. Then it told me to start calling for the numbers. So when I start, it asked me for my selfie picture, my proof of address, my ID, and my Social Security card number, front and back of my ID and front and back of my Social Security card. When I tried to do it like that there, I misinterpreted what it was asking me to do. So when I tried to resubmit it again, it didn't, my I messed up my computer, my drive, so I couldn't resubmit it that way. So what I did was I went into the office Wednesday and I submitted myself, my ID, my Social Security card, clerk, and she took everything and made copies of it. Even a proof of address of the letter that was sent here to my address. So when I started trying to call it in, I kept getting the calling the 1-800 number, the first one, and the 1-866 number, and it told me to call the other one. When I started calling both of those numbers back to back, I was just getting the recordings over and over and over again. And then finally, I talked to somebody before, she gave me the actually real number. And then when I called it, this happened. So now I don't know what else to do. That's why I had to call y'all back, because when I submitted my ID, like I said, my Social Security number and my last 4 digits, it's not accepting it.
Okay, sounds like it's not open. What is your, let me see what time, oh, I can't even get in it now. It's 5:30. It sounds like your claim is not open because, well, if you opened up a new claim last week, what you have to do is do your weekly certification. See, it's not going to let you get in your portal until 2 days after you do your first weekly certification. So right now, if you opened up a claim last week, what you have to do is do your first weekly certification on the phone number 800-752-7389.
That's what I'm trying to do now.
And it didn't let you do it. That's my problem.
No, exactly. It's not accepting my last 4 digits of my driver's license.
Okay. So what's happened is the claim is not open. So they're going to have to open your claim. I need a great contact phone number for you and your name. And then someone will give you a call back tomorrow between 8 and 12 to open your claim.
Okay. It's Jasper. My first name is Jasper. J-A-S-P-E-R. Last name Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. And my phone number is 205-337-6973.
And do you have a middle initial, Mr. Thomas?
No, I don't.
Okay, and that's J-A-S-P-E-R-T-H-O-M-A-S. Phone number 205-337-6973.
That's correct.
So they're going to have to complete your claim for you, and then we'll go from there. Because if you successfully opened a claim up last week, it would have let you did a weekly certification this week.
Right, because it was sending me letters saying that I got to set, that I got to prove being accepting my direct deposit. Obviously, I have it soon. I was trying to, do I need to make an appointment to come in for anything else?
You said you, no, it didn't say you got approved. That's a monetary, well, if you got a monetary determination letter, well, they'll be able to check on it tomorrow to see if you're open or not. And then she'll show you if it says open, claim is open, then she'll show you how to do the weekly certification to see what's wrong, why you can't do the weekly certification. But I can't get in the system now, so I can't go any further.
All right.
Okay, is there any further assistance I can help you with today, Mr. Thomas?
No, that was it.
Okay,
so I just have to wait. So I have to just wait until tomorrow then.
Yes, between 8 and 12. Someone will give you a call.
Okay. All right.
Okay, is there any further assistance needed?
No, that's it.
Oh, thank you for calling.
It was really helpful.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.